Imagine yourself in Hetch Hetchy on a sunny day in June, standing waist deep in grasses and flowers, as John Muir often stood, while the great pines sway with scarcely a motion, the waterfalls like thistle down. The water is woven in patterns and tones that spirits might wear as a gown. To Eulala Falls and Wapama Falls, surging and frozen in time, reverberating, rejoicing and waiting, chilling, haunting, sublime. Imagine yourself in Hetch Hetchy, hiking up Kolana Rock, 2,000 feet over the valley, named by the ancient Miwok. Their spirits are here, the glaciers are here, if only this granite could talk. They do if you listen, and waterfalls glisten when life is slowed down to a walk. To Eulala Falls, Wapama Falls, replenish the Tuolumne. The high mountain air, the deer and the bear, the mystery of Hetch Hetchy. Imagine a second Yosemite, one without all the cars, a treaty twixt humans and nature, restoring and healing the scars. The meadows will bloom, the trees will resume their journeys up to the stars. As life reappears, the dam disappears, and we realize who we are. To Eulala Falls, we'll fall once again, to a Tuolumne River set free. And the world will come here and hold this place dear, the miracle of Hetch Hetchy. Hooray for Hetch Hetchy, Yosemite's twin. We can all help give it freedom again. Hooray for Hetch Hetchy, soon to be seen. A grand landscape garden of America's dreams.